This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
You may remember that we've reported in the past on research at UK to store carbon dioxide from coal-fired electric power plants in deep geological formations due to concerns about the effects of rising atmospheric carbon dioxide levels on global climate. Well, there are other ways to dispose of the millions of tons of carbon dioxide emitted by industrial plants each year. And with state funding, the UK Centre for Applied Energy Research is investigating a green alternative that involves feeding the carbon dioxide to algae. From the Kentucky Geological Survey, Mike Lynch has the story.
See that line right there?
Yeah.
We take the flue gas there, and then we feed it through these lines here, and it goes.
Engineer Jack Grappo of the Center for Applied Energy Research points out a small stainless steel pipe in the ductwork at Duke Energy's East Bend Power Plant in Boone County. That small pipe draws a tiny portion of the flue gas from the plant into a research project he's involved with. The flue gas, which includes a lot of carbon dioxide, is fed to a solution of fast-growing algae, water and nutrients, and exposed to sunlight.
Our goal is actually to have while we're trying to consume CO2 to help reduce the CO2 emissions, capture it into a form where it can actually be recycled into usable products.
Flowing through a series of hundreds of clear tubes, the algae thrives on the carbon dioxide in the flue gas with the help of photosynthesis and keeps it from going into the air. The useful products come from a biomass formed at the end of the process in this 6,000-gallon photobioreactor. Another research engineer working on the project, Mike Wilson, says that biomass has a wide variety of potential uses.
It grows very fast and produces biomass very fast, and you can use the harvested biomass for a variety of things, from fuel to aquaculture feed to agriculture feed for animals, or even fertilizers. There's just a wide variety of uses for the biomass.
The researchers want to answer some big questions. Will the system be cost-effective if scaled up to the point that it handles a far larger amount of the flue gas from this 600-megawatt plant? How well can it work when there's less sunlight? And Wilson says the research needs to determine whether harmful materials from the combustion of coal end up in the biomass.
If there's high concentrations of mercury or some other heavy metal, where does that go? Does it go into the water? Does it go into the algae? And how does that affect how we're able to use the algae moving forward? So that's one of the major fundamental questions we're hoping to answer. And after operating at East Bend and growing algae off of flue gas, we can say to this point that we have no detection of bioaccumulation at this point.
The plant has scrubbers that remove more harmful emissions from the flue gas, and so far, no toxic materials have been detected in the biomass. This research can help keep coal a viable option in a volatile energy market, according to Doug Durst, who works on emerging technologies at Duke Energy. Though he says an algae-based capture system wouldn't be used to remove all the plant's carbon dioxide emissions.
We'd still need some type of post-combustion carbon capture equipment on there. But if we can remove a portion of it at a lower cost using algae, making byproducts to offset that cost, then we want to do as much as we can with that and then use the other environmental equipment, post-combustion carbon capture equipment, to meet whatever regulation legislation comes down the pipe.
Then there are some smaller, if pesky, questions to be answered about the process. Jack Grappo wraps on the clear plastic tubes to knock off a film of algae that tends to stick on the insides.
We need to find a material that actually would be so slick on the inside, so hydrophobic, they would be less prone to attach, or maintain an environment where they won't do that.
The research team has arranged the 8-foot-tall tubes in a way to maximize their exposure to sunlight on a concrete pad near the power plant. With future funding, the system could grow to cover perhaps 100 acres with the tubes and store much more carbon dioxide, while turning it into useful products instead. For WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.